USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the bombing continues in Ukraine, President Zelensky has asked for a no-fly zone over his country, and the United Nations has been discussing it. However, for the United States, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that's a no-go.
It would essentially mean the U.S. military would be shooting down Russian planes. That is definitely escalatory. That would potentially put us into a place where we're in a military conflict with Russia. That is not something the president wants to do.
And undoubtedly, President Biden will be talking about the situation in Ukraine at his State of the Union address set for tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Other topics should include inflation, the crisis at the southern border, and a new Supreme Court justice nominee. At his first State of the Union address, President Biden has a job approval of an all-time low of just under 37% as the nation continues to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Canada is now blocking Russian oil imports. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pride.
The Canadian government took a symbolic step this week in announcing a ban on imports of crude oil from Russia in response to that country's invasion of Ukraine. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The international community is rallying to support democracy and the people of Ukraine.
It should be noted Canada has not imported any crude oil from Russia since 2019.
Iowa State Auditor has now called for Governor Kim Reynolds to return nearly $450,000 in federal coronavirus relief funds that were used to pay for 21 governor's office staff members for 3 months in 2020. Auditor Rob Sand released a report that repeated his recommendation from October 2020 and last December that the funds were improperly used and should be returned. Sand said in December that the governor not only misspent the federal money but tried to conceal it by passing it through State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have appealed a ruling that he and his two oldest children must testify in the investigation by the New York State's Attorney General into the family's business practices. Trump's attorney filed a notice of appeal nearly 2 weeks after a New York judge ruled on February 17th that the three Trumps must sit for depositions within 21 days. The Trump family had unsuccessfully tried to squash the subpoena for testimony, arguing it was improper for the Attorney General's office to issue those subpoenas for its civil investigation, while the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is still conducting its separate criminal probe. With revelers decked out in their traditional purple, green, and gold coming out to party on Fat Tuesday in New Orleans, first full-dress Mardi Gras since 2020, the fun is including back-to-back parades across the city and marches through the French Quarter. Parade routes are shorter than usual because there aren't enough police for the standard ones, even with officers working 12-hour shifts, as they always do on Mardi Gras. But with COVID-19 hospitalizations and case numbers falling worldwide, and 92% of the city's adults at least partly vaccinated, parades and other festivities are back on after a season without them. Costume partiers gathered before dawn to see the North Side Skull and Bones gang, dressed as skeletons, wake up the city's Trem neighborhood, reminding everyone of their mortality. From then on, it was let the good times roll with celebrations in just about every corner of the city, leading to the ceremonial clearing of Bourbon Street at midnight. Enjoy your Fat Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.